count finally jumped up and shouted,
"You there, wait!"
And grabbing the terrified girl by her hair, he dragged her towards the gates and motioned at the other children to flee.
"Guard!"
he commanded. But suddenly, instead of the expected guard, the queen stepped in his way.
"Release the girl," she ordered. "These children aren't scum," the queen continued. "Above all, they are human beings. Take note of that."
"Forgive my blind diligence to serve you, Royal Highness," he responded. "No doubt I still have much to learn." Nag coiled himself down, coil by coil, round the bulge at the bottom of the water jar, and Rikki Tikki stayed still as death. After an hour, he began to move, muscle by muscle, toward the jar. Nag was asleep, and Rikki Tikki looked at his big back, wondering which would be the best place for a good hold. "If I don't break his back at the first jump," said Rikki, "he can still fight. And if he fights, oh, Rikki!" But the head did not move, and the big man picked him up and said, "The little chap has saved our lives now." And Rikki Tikki dragged himself to Teddy's bedroom and spent half the rest of the night shaking himself tenderly to find out whether he really was broken into 40 pieces, as he fancied. Toad walked slowly round it. "I wonder," he said to himself, "I wonder if this sort of car starts easily." As if in a dream, he pulled the lever and swung the car round the yard and out through the archway.
"To my mind," observed the chairman of the bench of magistrates, "the only difficulty that presents itself in this otherwise very clear case is how we can possibly make it sufficiently hot. Mr. Clerk, what is the very stiffest penalty we can impose for each of these offences? Supposing you were to say 12 months for the theft, which is mild, and 3 years for the furious driving, which is lenient, and 15 years for the cheek, those figures, if added together correctly, tot up to 19 years. So you'd better make it around 20 years and be on the safe side."
"An excellent suggestion," said the chairman approvingly. "Prisoner, it's going to be 20 years for you this time, and mind, if you appear before us again upon any charge whatever, we shall have to deal with you very seriously."
On the Ning-Nang-Nong, where the cows go bong and the monkeys all say boo, there's a Nong-Nang-Ning, where the trees go ping and the teapots jibber-jabber-joo. On the Nong-Ning-Nang, all the mice go clang, and you just can't catch 'em when they do. So it's Ning-Nang-Nong, cows go bong, Nong-Nang-Ning, trees go ping, Nong-Ning-Nang, the mice go clang. What a noisy place to belong is the Ning-Nang, Ning-Nang-Nong.